Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is apologizing for delays in mail delivery over the holidays.
Too many Americans were left waiting for weeks for important deliveries of mail and packages. This is unacceptable, and I apologize to those customers who felt the impact of our delays.
DeJoy made his remarks in a congressional hearing yesterday where he told lawmakers the money-losing postal service is in a death spiral unless serious reforms are made. Joining us now is Washington Post business reporter Jacob Bogage. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
In some context here, during the Trump administration, DeJoy was accused of politicizing the postal service and making delivery changes in the middle of an election season that depended on voting by mail. But yesterday, he told lawmakers that he's been working on a 10-year strategy to turn the post office around. What did that involve?
We're starting to hear some details about it. He told a group of mailing industry officials publicly that would include raising prices. Normally, the price of postage is tied to inflation. That's why the price of a stamp is only 55 cents. This current price increase would divorce the price of postage from inflation, and that could be significant. And then the other thing we're hearing is that the mail is going to slow down some more. Folks briefed on his plan say that the Postal Service will no longer transport first-class mail on airplanes, which basically eliminates a two-day service standard for certain types of mail. So at minimum, things are going to take 3 days from get to point A to point B, and that's really going to burden the entire system.
More bad news there. What's at the heart of these problems?
Well, the Postal Service faces an existential crisis that there's no real easy answer to, which is that we're sending 20 billion fewer first-class mail items than we did 10 years ago. The Postal Service has to go 6 days a week to 161 million delivery addresses. It's hard to just make the finances of that work.
And just briefly, late yesterday, President Biden appointed three new members to the Postal Board, which has the power to fire the Postmaster General. What do those changes, do you think, mean for DeJoy's time at the USPS?
You know, it's hard to say. Louis DeJoy yesterday said he was in this for the long haul, and I think this is another vestige of the Trump era, that the Postal Service is a traditionally depoliticized entity, and now we're talking about how many Democrats and how many Republicans are on the Board of Governors. And, you know, when you hear the name Louis DeJoy, you know, it's immediately followed by the qualifier Republican mega donor. It's hard to say what his future is going to be, but one of the biggest obstacles that stands in his way is the continued politicization as a remnant of the Trump era of the nation's mail.
Jacob Bogage covers the U.S. Post Office for The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thank you.